I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The diplomatic relationship between the U.S. and Bolivia worsened with the expulsions of the ambassadors in each country. Worse, it signals to mission groups that conditions for ministry could get tricky for expatriates. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says they have a strong national church, which should insulate their ministry and allow it to continue.
Pray for the people that peace will be restored and that the gospel will continue to go forward. Though again, we know that sometimes the gospel goes forward in a stronger way when there's opposition, so we just have to pray for faithfulness on the part of our Christian brothers and sisters.
Meanwhile, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is combating the hunger crisis in West Africa. In one of the poorest nations on the planet, an IMB team is handing out grain and sharing the compassion of Christ. The team hopes that this grain will help the people make it into the next harvest and will fend off starvation. Over a third of the children of Mali are malnourished. Pray that this grain will help the people of Mali and that crops will yield food soon. And despite a slowing international economy, Global Advance's David Shibley says they're busier than ever with pastoral training. He notes that the median age in their conferences has steadily been going down, which indicates a whole new generation of pastors coming to the front lines.
We believe it's a time to pull out all of the stops and work while it is day, while we have opportunity to equip the church around the world to have a strengthened pastoral leadership, strengthen leadership in the marketplace to fulfill the Great Commission.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is coming November 9th. For a suggested donation, MNN's making available the book and CD, Better Than Life, Today's Stories of Faith. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.